hi, Danny. It's Tina from Local Squash. Getting back to you.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Well, what can I do for you?
Oh, why is all my stuff down again?
I don't see anything down. I checked your website before I called you, and that's up. Let me look at the Google. Yeah, the Google's up. I don't see anything down.
Well, I looked in Cleveland Heights, and I didn't even show up this morning.
Okay. So remember, we talked about this, that the Google page is set to Beechwood, which means you'll show there and maybe some of the immediate surrounding areas. But for the Facebook ads, we can run those in Cleveland Heights, Willoughby Hills, Mentor. We can, you know, run the Facebook ads wherever you like. But with the Google ads, it sets your business address. Unless you wanted to add on the Google pay-per-click, but I wouldn't do that yet because we tried that before, and they said that that was pending that registration that you sent us. So they didn't tell me that you needed anything else. They put a note in here that they received it. So I think that the registration is good, and they'll be able to get you even verified for the Google guaranteed leads. But we do have to wait for that process to go through.
Yeah, well, why wasn't I told when I started this that I told you all the surrounding areas I wanted in the beginning? I told them I wanted
And I explained to you that it's not possible without the Google ads. That's why you called me in December 15th and you paid the $300 to do the Google ads. And when they let me know that they couldn't start those because of the fact that we were missing the business registration, I called you and told you that we would convert it to Facebook ads, and you said that that was fine. So that $300 that you paid in December went towards Facebook ads. But you and I discussed this before because that's why you tried to put the Google ads on, you know, back in December.
Well, how big of a radius are they giving me?
So it's all dependent on the keyword, the population density, and I think I explained this to you last time, but if we work with, say, a taxi cab company that's in New York City, they might get a 5-block radius because there's thousands and thousands of taxi cab companies in New York City, right? But
yeah.
If we're placing an art gallery that's out in Idaho, even though it's pinned on Google by the city that they're in, they might get a several hundred mile radius because there's not as many art galleries in Idaho. So it's all dependent on the end user and the population density. Everybody gets like a different radius. Let me look at your dashboard and see if it shows me. No, it doesn't show me that anymore. They used to have on here where it would show, like, the zip codes that you're being found, but it doesn't show me that. It just shows me the keywords that you're being found under.
What's that?
What was that?
What's that? What are my keywords that they're looking
for? Oh, okay. So let me go back to that page. One second. It says, locksmith near me, locksmith Beechwood, Allen key, locksmith keys made near me, key 090973 locksmith. Is that your zip code or is that a surrounding zip code? Because you came up for that. And then
wait a minute. Hold on. What is it?
09073?
No. I have nothing to do with that zip code.
Okay, good. Well, maybe that goes into one of the areas you were trying to get into. Let me look. 09073.
Oh, man. Oh, ours are all 44.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. This is. I wonder why it says 09073. Maybe that's Google recognized it as being close to your phone number or something, but you came up under that. But you're right, that zip code isn't close to there. Then there was 24 hours locksmith near me, 24 hours locksmith services in Beechwood, 24/7 locksmith near me, advanced lock and key, Medina, Ohio. So you came up 15 times for that.
That's not me.
No, but somebody put in advanced lock and key, Medina, Ohio, and you came up under that keyword. So even though they weren't, see, because that's the beauty of this. They don't have to have your business name to find you. They can just put in, I'm looking for advanced locksmith services, for example, and then if we have you with a strong internet presence, you could come up, which in this case you did.
That's in Medina?
Yeah, Medina, it says.
Well, that's way too far out of my reach. Medina's a 45-minute ride for me. So that shouldn't even be in there.
Well, that's a good thing that you came up 45 minutes away. That tells me that you might have a larger radius than we think. You know what I mean? Because that's all dependent on the population density and the keywords.
Well, why can't I find out what my radius is? I want to know.
Well, because it's not determined by you or by Beechwood. It's determined by the end user. So the best way you could do it is when you're in one of the surrounding areas, Google it yourself, locksmith near me, and then Google will know by the GPS location where you are, and it will recommend the best businesses. And because we have you with a strong internet presence, that's where you will spiderweb out into those surrounding areas, and you'll be able to see that by just testing it yourself.
So are you saying when I'm in that city to Google locksmith near me?
Exactly. And then you'll see if you're coming up, you'll be like, okay, this is good. I've already spiderwebbed out into this area. If you're not coming up, then no problem. We can do the Google paid ads there, but we have to wait until that registration that your buddy helped us, you know, get over, till that all goes through with the application. But remember, I told you I would call you if they said anything else was needed, and I didn't get any correspondence that they needed anything. It looks like that registration was just fine.
I don't know what to think with this Google anymore. I know they're a big racket. That's for sure.
Have you been on your dashboard?
Not in the last couple of days because a friend of mine had surgery.
You were at his. Okay.
And I'm still at his house. I can't, you know. I mean, I can go out and do something if somebody called me, but. Nobody's calling me since I talked to you, so that's why I'm calling you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be a little bit patient with it because they just added that registration, and there's a note on here that says, let's see. Google to remove the duplicate. So that was on the 18th. So somehow or another, they saw that there was a duplicate listing for you. So they're trying to get them merged together so you only have one, because it's always going to be a red flag with Google if you have a duplicate. So, you know, be a little bit patient with it. But I do show, let's see here. I don't know. It says 155 leads total. I want to see if anything.
The only problem with that sometimes is I got people that call you 2-3 times.
Yeah, that number could be skewed, but our dashboard would track it anyway. So, yeah, it's saying that the most recent calls were on February 16th, February 14th, February 10th, February 9th. February 7th.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 of those were cars, too, which none of them I could do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember you told me that. They're all 1-minute calls, so it looks like maybe they got your voicemail or something and hung up. Let me just try to listen to one real quick and see what it says. It's some guy calling you from Monroe Falls that was locked out of his house, and then you gave him a quote of $250.
Yeah. Yeah, he was far away.
Yeah, told him it would take me like an hour to get there, and then he said, okay, I'll try someone else. But I was just listening.
I gave my cousin. Did I give him somebody else's number to call?
He just hung up. He just said, oh, I'll try someone else quick. So he just hung up because he didn't like it that you said it would take an hour to get there. I think he wanted to get in sooner. But, yeah, what can you do when it's an emergency? Yeah, and then the other ones, they got your voicemail and they hung up. Let's see.
Well, sometimes I'm out of commission, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Just, you know, the last 3 or 4 days.
At least leave a message for you, you know? That would be nice.
Yeah, well, they don't. That's what I try to answer. But, you know, I'm not one that always keeps it in my hand all the time. I might set it somewhere and walk away from it for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we have an AI assistant that we could offer you that would answer your calls for you and even schedule appointments if you wanted it, but you probably won't like it because they only offer it on a $2,500 yearly prepay. So rather than paying $149 a month, if you pay for the whole year up front, then they'll give you that AI assistant for free. But, you know, I don't think that's probably a good option for you, but I wanted to let you know it's available if you ever, you know, needed someone to answer the phones. Rather than hiring someone to do it, you could potentially get that for free. Okay.
Yeah, it's too much, yeah.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, $2,500 for the year, that's a lot for most people. But, you know, some people do it just so they get the extra bells and whistles, you know. But, yeah, everything's good on this end. So just be patient with it, Danny. And when people call you, start asking them, you know, it's good news that you're getting these calls. I mean, if that guy called you from an hour away and the other guy called on the dashboard, Medina, is 45 minutes, then that might be a good sign. That might mean that you're already showing on the first page in Willoughby and all these areas that you were asking to because of the fact that, you know, you're getting calls from out there. Now, what area did you say that you checked and you weren't showing?
Cleveland Heights.
Okay, I was going to say Columbia Heights, but Cleveland Heights. Okay. So I'll at least add that to the areas that you want the Facebook ads run. And then in the meantime.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I started 50 years ago.
Oh, really?
So I want to keep that. This is only where I live. That's where I was for, you know, all those years.
I see.
I mean, you're making me, I'm losing people because they don't know that I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
You know, Cleveland Heights and Shaker and Beechwood. Those are like the three most important ones.
Hold on. I'm sending a note to revision. Add Cleveland Heights. Shaker, you said?
Yeah, Shaker Heights.
Is it Shaker?
Yeah.
And Beechwood. I think, Beechwood we already have because that's where you're at.
Well, yeah, then do the one next door to a Pepper Pike.
Pepper Pike?
Yeah, it's right next door. They got nice $1 million homes on it.
Nice. Okay. I put that note in here, and then that would be applicable for your Facebook ads, so they can start running those accordingly, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling in again, Danny, and have a really great rest of your day.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.